Wow, it's been another week since I have podcasted. I believe I podcasted last on Wednesday, and today's Wednesday. Although it was Wednesday, April 25th, that was 2 weeks ago. Oops. Again, it's like every 2 weeks I'm posting a podcast. I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess there are times I just can't think of what to talk about. However, today was a perfect day to podcast because some major things happened. Those of you who follow the politics of, I don't even know what to call it. yesterday in North Carolina, the state voted 61% to 39% to ban same-sex marriage and civil unions in their state. They become the 30th state to ban constitutionally same-sex marriage. And, of course, many people were disappointed, and I even posted on my Facebook wall saying North Carolina is the new Virginia because, you know, Virginia is so backwards, and Virginia and North Carolina is now possibly taking that lead, but that was just my commentary. However, today, the President of the United States had an interview with Robin Roberts of Good Morning America on ABC, and he came out in favor of gay marriage. The first time a president has ever been in favor of and spoke of same-sex marriage the way he did. So it's kind of a day in history. What this will do to the election, who knows? Many people came out right away against Obama's declaration. Of course, Fox News being one of them. On the Fox News website, they posted the headline that read, "Obama flip-flops, declares war on marriage." And then since then, the headline has been changed, but there, of course, many people grabbed the graphic of it and posted it all over Facebook and Twitter. And I couldn't believe when I saw that because it's like, hello, Fox News, there you go. Inciting divisiveness between those who are in favor of gay marriage and those who oppose it. In the end, President Obama was correct when he said in his 2006 book, The Audacity of Hope, where he said he feared at that time that he would be on the wrong side of history, not being in favor of gay marriage, same-sex marriage. And I think he's right about that. I think in the long run, anybody who opposes same-sex marriage will be on the wrong side of history. And Mitt Romney said today that he disagrees with the president, that he, in fact, opposes same-sex marriage and says that he has always been on that decision. He has always been on that side of it. Yeah, right, because there was one time I thought he said he was for it, but it doesn't matter. I don't think this is going to change people's minds in terms of voting for him. If anything, it will gain some more votes because he is now finally done something besides getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but finally doing something for the gay community to, you know, rally behind our president. Because I know we've had some friends who have not really been a supporter of Obama because they don't feel like he's done very much for the community. Well, now they have something to say. He's finally going to, you know, do something for our community. So we'll see in the long run what this means for the election. I don't think it's going to change anything. I think there's still, I think that the chances for Obama are still huge that he's going to get a second term. So yeah, historic day and good time to podcast about it because it is a history-making day. I was very pleased to hear it. Other things happened today, too. Well, not today, but in the last couple days. Vidal Sassoon died today, and he's the guy who, you know, had hair care products and cut hair and stuff and made a name for himself, as well as Maurice Zendek died. He died yesterday, I think. But he was a children's book author who was also gay and had a lifelong partner and so forth. He died, I think, of a heart attack or a stroke. You know, he had a stroke. But having those two famous men die made me think, oh, I should really call into the Dubious Intent Plus show and, you know, see if I can make the death phone, the death watch phone. But by the time I heard about it, it was too late, and I'm sure 15 other people had already called in to tell them that the famous person had died. Hopefully they know who these two men are, and they will give whoever calls in first the credit for that and throw $5 in the pot. Speaking of Daniel Brewer and speaking of Daniel Brewer and Dubious Intent Plus, on both Dubious Intent Plus and Daniel's other show, Live It Up, the podcast with Wes Stone, they mentioned me a couple times, and I have to say thank you to Daniel. I was going to call the Live It Up phone line, but they don't have one, and I have not yet called the Dubious Intent phone line. But Daniel, if you listen, thank you for the kind words, and I appreciate it very much. And yes, I do listen all the time. I look forward to both your shows. Now, one last thing. I had some mama drama last night with my mother. She's 80, almost 81 years old, and, you know, I had my issues with my poor father with his broken hip, but he's all better now. But my mother is moving much slower these days. It's just painful for her to walk and so forth. And she just recently got a handicap sticker for her car because she needs to park closer because she can't walk that far. And the doctor told her yesterday that she has to have a cane, that she should not be walking without a cane. So she's got to get a cane. But anyway, last night I was in bed, dead asleep at 10:30 at night. And I have my iPhone by my bed now because there was one other time that my mother called in the middle of the night, and I didn't get the phone call because it was in my briefcase. Anyway, I keep the phone by my bed, and 10:30, the phone rings, and I was dead asleep. So by the time the phone stopped ringing, I was just coming out of sleep thinking that I heard the phone. Well, within 5 minutes, the phone rang again, and this time I was awake, so I answered it. And it was my one of my older sisters saying that she's been trying to call my mom for an hour, and the phone has a busy signal on it, and it's 10:30 at night, and why is she still up talking on the phone when she never is? And the details are that my sister's daughter, my mother's granddaughter, calls her every night at 9:30 just to say goodnight and, you know, just check in and say goodnight. Well, she was unable to call because she kept getting a busy signal. So my sister was like, you know, calling for an hour and a half and was unable to get through. So she called me and said, what do you think we should do? Should we call 911? Should I go over there? Because I'm close. I could just drive over there and see if she's all right or whatnot. Well, then we got my other sister on a three-way call and discussed it some more and finally decided that we would call the security of her building and ask if they would please go over and knock on the door and see if she'll answer the door. So my sister, who lives in Richmond, said she would do that. So she said they would call us back in a half an hour. So I stayed up, and I went ahead and got dressed and you know, thinking that I was going to have to drive over there if they couldn't, you know, get her to answer the door. So I'd have to go over there with the keys and unlock the door. But turns out that half an hour later, when the security guard called her back saying that they knocked on the door and she didn't answer the door. Well, they had the key, so they had to call the police. I know, call the police and have them be there with the security guard to get in so that it didn't look like they were breaking in, that they actually had a reason to be getting into her condo because we were requesting it. So while the police were there, the security guards unlocked the door and went in. Well, my mother doesn't have the kind of locks on her door. She doesn't have like a chain on the door that would have to be cut. She's got three locks on it. So there's no chain. So the security guards could actually unlock all the locks and actually get into her condo. So they did, and it was pitch black, and they turned on the hall light to look for her. And she woke up with the light from the hallway into her bedroom. And she was basically walking down the hall, scared to death why these security guards were in her condo. And they explained that her daughter had been trying to call for an hour and a half, and was there anything wrong? Is she all right? And then she said, well, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just in bed. Turns out my mom was waiting for the phone call from my niece, but fell asleep watching TV. And when she woke up, it was like 10:30. And when she went to put the phone on the, or when, I don't know the exact sequence of this, but she went to put the phone on the receiver and didn't put it on there right or whatever. And it was doing the busy signal thing, but she took her hearing aids out so she couldn't hear that little noise that it makes. And, you know, the noise eventually stops. So she said she just went to bed. She thought it was too late to call, so she just went to bed. And then that's what happened. The phone was off the hook. She was dead asleep in bed. And that's why we were unable to call her. And her cell phone was in her purse, so she wasn't even hearing that ring. And her purse was in another room. So it was a little bit scary there for a while to find out that my mother was actually fine, just dead asleep in bed and couldn't hear the phone. So scary, but this kind of stuff that's going to happen as you have your parents get older and you worry about them. And the thing is, because my niece calls her every single night, and one night that she's unable to call her, that would be, you know, an indication that there's something wrong or something that's not normal. So that's the story of my mom. That's my mama drama. So anyway, that's all I have for today, and I'm recording this on my iPhone. That's why, again, it sounds different. I'm finding it easier than getting the microphone and all out. So yeah, that's all I have, and who knows when I will podcast again, now that I seem to be making this time between podcasts like 2 weeks, but I don't want it to be that long, so I'm going to try to podcast next week. Who knows? Anyway, that's all I have for today. So until next time, bye.